Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We read from Fazail Amal, Virtues of the Quran Sharif. An important rule: it is compulsory in every Muslim to memorize that much of the Quran Sharif which is needed for performing Salah. Hadith number 1. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it." Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it." The Quran is a holy book of Islam, and our deen needs the protection and the teaching of the Quran. The reward of learning and teaching the Quran is obvious. There are, however, different levels of learning. The highest is to learn the Quran with its meaning, and the least is to learn its words only. The highest is to learn the Quran with its meaning, and the least is to learn its words only. Another hadith says that if a person who has learned the knowledge of the Quran thinks another person who has been gifted with something else to be luckier than himself, then he has shown disrespect to the blessings of Allah Ta'ala given to him. Since the Quran is a word of Allah Ta'ala, its reading and teaching must be better than everything else. Another hadith says that whoever learns the knowledge of the Quran stores the knowledge of messengerhood, nubuwwat, in his forehead. Those who will be given a place in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the fearful day of Qiyamah include those people who teach the Quran to the children of Muslims, and also those who learn the Quran whilst young and read it throughout their lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Reading from the Kitab al-Mu'asharat, Islamic Social Etiquette. Islamic social life is based on the following important principles. There are 7 principles, and yesterday we read the first. Number 1, that is not causing harm to others. Today we read number 2, fulfillment of rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Each one of you is a guardian, and each one of you is answerable for his charge." The leader is a guardian and is answerable for his charge, that is for his responsibility for his flock. The man is a guardian over his family and is answerable for his charge. The woman is a guardian over her husband's house and is answerable for her charge. The servant is a guardian over his master's wealth and is answerable for his charge. So each one of you is a guardian and each one of you is answerable for his charge. In the whole world today, people are fighting for their rights. Islam teaches us to endeavor to fulfill the rights of others, as each person will be questioned about these on the day of Qiyamah. As for one's own rights, he should ask Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There will be acts of discrimination and other matters which you will dislike after I depart from this world." The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, "What do you order us to do, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "That you fulfill your duties and you ask Allah Ta'ala for your rights." Inshallah, we read a few etiquettes today. Etiquettes of the Shaykh. Number 1. Become subservient to one's spiritual guide. Cast aside your desires and pride and annihilate yourself before him. Act according to his instructions. Number 2, do not raise the slightest objection against the teachings of your sheikh. While honoring and respecting all sheikhs, do not accept their teachings for practical adoption. Adopting the teachings of another sheikh while one sheikh is living is detrimental. Objecting to one's sheikh's ta'aleem will deprive one of spiritual progress. Number 3, the less one's confidence in one's sheikh, the less the benefit. Number 4, one should not sit with a tasbih in the presence of seniors or one's sheikh. This is contrary to adab, respect. It implies a claim of piety. Number 5, it is highly disrespectful to display any ability or rank in the presence of one's sheikh. Example, to demonstrate one's knowledge, to exhibit one's excellences in order to gain acceptance among the masses is a worse illness. Abstention from this is necessary. Number 6, Nur, spiritual light, is created by having true respect in the heart for the awliya. Iman is strengthened and one's deen becomes firmly grounded thereby. As the Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, "I fear disrespect shown to mashayikh and ulama because the consequences are most dangerous to iman." Number 7, when someone speaks ill of those who you regard as your mashayikh, then immediately admonish him. Politely tell him, "Brother, your attitude grieves me. Do not speak in this way in my presence." Number 8, in the sphere of spiritual training, the sheikh's concern and affection are similar to a father's affection in the sphere of worldly training. In fact, The spiritual mentor has greater affection than even a father. In fact, the spiritual mentor has greater affection than even a father. The spiritual mentor executes such tasks which a father is incapable of rendering. He unites man's soul with Allah Ta'ala. He transforms a man into an arif, one who possesses deep knowledge and insight of the spiritual realm, and a wasil, one who has attained the goal of divine pleasure. Thus, in the presence of spiritual training, the bond between the shaykh and the murid can never be sufficient, irrespective of any high degree the association may have attained.
وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن صدق الله العظيم. As we just heard about the respects of the Quran Sharif, this is the month of the Quran Sharif. And how much we can associate ourselves with Quran Sharif, that will be a great, great thing. And it starts from learning the Quran Sharif, and then afterwards to love the Quran Sharif, to propagate the Quran Sharif, to read, to learn to read, and to learn to practice on the Quran Sharif, and also to encourage other people, and to teach also, then to learn also. And learning also should be from cradle to grave. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we associate ourselves with the Quran Sharif as much as we can during this month, inshallah. So much tawfiq.